Ever felt trapped in patterns of anxiety, self-doubt, or emotional distress, but found therapy inaccessible? Owen O'Kane's groundbreaking approach offers a solution. As someone who transformed his own life through therapy before becoming a therapist himself, O'Kane understands the journey from both sides. His message is revolutionary yet simple. The tools therapists use aren't magical or mysterious. They're practical skills anyone can learn. The therapeutic process improves mental wellness by enhancing brain chemistry, reprogramming neural pathways, and reducing distress. At its core, therapy helps us understand that our responses to negative experiences, rather than the experiences themselves, create psychological impact. Think of your mind as a three-layer cake: your thoughts and emotions on top, your rules and beliefs in the middle, and your core beliefs about safety, lovability, worth, and hope forming the foundation. When you become your own therapist, you're not just talking about problems, you're actively restructuring this entire system through consistent, compassionate practice. Think of your psychology as a three-layer cake. The top layer contains your thoughts and emotions, interconnected systems affecting each other constantly. Your emotions fluctuate like weather patterns, while your 60,000 to 80,000 daily thoughts can become problematic when negative patterns turn automatic. The middle layer holds your rules and beliefs, inherited from family, culture, and formative experiences. These dictate how you believe you should live: perfectionism, success at all costs, emotional strength. While guidelines aren't inherently problematic, inflexible rules cause distress when we inevitably fail to meet impossible standards. The bottom layer, your foundation core beliefs, influences everything above. These beliefs fall into four categories: safety/security, lovability, self-worth, and hope. Someone who never felt safe as a child may develop rules focused on avoiding risk, leading to negative thought patterns and emotional challenges throughout life. Understanding this structure helps you see how early experiences shape current struggles and where intervention might be most effective. Start by assessing your current life satisfaction, rating areas like achievements, work, finances, relationships, and health from 1 to 10. This awareness helps identify priorities without judgment. When envisioning your future, consider both external changes and internal shifts in thinking. While most focus on material goals, true satisfaction comes primarily from within. Transformation requires four key actions: restructuring thoughts, rewriting beliefs, adopting healthier behaviors, and actively engaging with life. Recognize that negative thoughts aren't facts, but can be reprogrammed through consistent challenge and practice. Examine the rigid musts and shoulds governing your choices, like Patrick, whose perfectionism led to depression when he didn't achieve a first-class degree. Two major obstacles to personal growth are commitment issues and impatience. While we desire quick results, psychological change requires consistent investment. Think of daily self-therapy as an act of self-care. You're rewiring your brain, which takes time. Remember that personal growth is ongoing. No one ever has it completely sorted out. Transform your day with a 4-minute morning practice. Find a quiet space early in your morning and begin by tuning into your current emotional, physical, and psychological state. Sit comfortably, close your eyes, hand on heart, and ask, "How am I doing today?" Next, practice care passion by asking your emotions what they need and listening for insights. The third minute centers on gratitude and intention. Since our brains default to negativity, about 60% of thoughts are negative or fearful, gratitude serves as an antidote, releasing dopamine and serotonin. Identify three gratitudes and set three intentions for your day. The final minute involves grounding to steady your mind and counteract stress-inducing threat mode. A 3-minute afternoon steady practice helps maintain balance when setbacks occur. Focus on adjusting negative thought patterns, reflecting on energizing behaviors, and planning acts of kindness. These kind acts break the inward spiral of struggle, boost dopamine and oxytocin, and foster connection and purpose. A 3-minute bedtime therapy ritual helps process daily stress and prepare for restful sleep. Start with grounding, then use structured journaling to examine difficult moments through 4 steps: event, what happened, interpretation, your thoughts about it, consequences, its impact, and closure, your current understanding. Extract lessons from ordinary moments. Then practice cleansing, washing hands while visualizing release, energizing, connecting to something greater, and stillness, preparing for sleep. Support this practice with 4 key commitments. Speak to yourself with respect, practice self-care, be gentle with yourself, and show up authentically. Notice when your internal dialogue turns harsh, replace self-criticism with the same compassion you'd offer a loved one. Mental and physical well-being are intertwined. Focus on techniques that calm both mind and body. Address comfort-seeking behaviors that offer temporary relief but create lasting problems. Instead, engage with activities that bring genuine joy and purpose. As one psychiatrist noted, the antidote to pain is life. Life brings major challenges: loss, change, illness, caregiving, and crises. During grief, emotions like sadness, anger, and emptiness can erupt unexpectedly. While there are no shortcuts and pain eventually eases, life continues differently. During change, maintain familiar routines, face challenges at your own pace, stay connected with support systems, and be patient. Remember that current vulnerable feelings may connect to past experiences. Consider Margot, who sought therapy 17 years after losing her 21-year-old daughter, suffering from undiagnosed PTSD. After treatment, she began reclaiming life, cruising, socializing, and returning to painting. She transformed her daughter's untouched bedroom into an art studio, keeping only her daughter's favorite glitter ball. Through therapy, she learned we don't get over significant losses, but can move through them. Kyle came to therapy for persistent anxiety despite appearing high-functioning. Understanding his history with an alcoholic father proved crucial. He had been conditioned to worry. Through daily self-therapy practices, he learned to ground himself, challenge unhelpful thinking, and prioritize self-care. Whatever has happened, there is always hope. Change is uncomfortable, but this discomfort signals growth. Growing up gay in Catholic Northern Ireland during the Troubles, facing bullying and rejection, left me feeling unsafe and inadequate. Therapy helped me understand these feelings weren't my fault or my identity. I still make mistakes and get lost sometimes, but I get back up and learn. Your journey to becoming your own therapist isn't about perfection. It's about developing skills to navigate life's challenges with awareness, compassion, and resilience. The path begins with showing up for yourself each day. While we never truly get over significant losses, we can get through them. Through daily self-therapy practices, checking in with ourselves, staying grounded, challenging unhelpful thoughts, we can transform our relationship with ourselves and life itself.